under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, come on into this terrific Tuesday, June 23rd, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Yesterday, I was not on this microphone. I appeared in the Sheboygan County 53rd courtroom of Judge Gauthier. We actually went across the hall into the probate courtroom prior to the jury selection that was supposed to start at 9 o'clock regarding the lawsuits between Tom Moran, Moran Ironworks, Randy Bishop, and Michigan Broadcasters LLC. While we were in the probate courtroom, we reached a settlement which has been amicably resolving to the satisfaction of all the parties on all the lawsuits. The details of the resolution are confidential, and we are looking forward to moving forward from this matter. Bottom line, the lawsuits have been dropped. It's over, and we're moving on. So greatly appreciate all the people. I could not believe how many people had been called for jury selection that showed up in the courtroom while we were across the hall. And to them, I'd like to say, I apologize. It ended up being a complete waste of your time. I believe you guys were compensated for appearing, but in the end, they did not have to go through jury selection, and we did not have to go through a trial. It's over. So we want to thank everybody involved, and we want to thank God that it's been settled, and we can move on from here. As a matter of fact, after a couple of people had heard that there was no trial, I actually got a couple of phone calls from some sponsors, some businesses I've been speaking with, and they are setting up appointments to meet with me later this week and next week. We're going to have some new sponsors joining the radio station, and we greatly appreciate them. So today, we got a great show lined up for you. Stacy from Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office is going to be on in the next segment. She's got some new personal testimonies from some folks that have come in and had the deep tissue laser light treatments that I personally endorse. And speaking of endorsements, President Trump, just before the absentee ballot started being mailed out today, June 23rd, yesterday afternoon, he came out and officially endorsed John James to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. Well, with that news, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt suspended his campaign, dropped out, rumors are is that John James may be asking Eric Nesbitt, Senate Minority Leader, who also was term limited out of the House, to be his lieutenant governor candidate if James wins on August 4th. So basically, it's a three-man race. John James, congressman endorsed by President Trump yesterday. Former Attorney General, two-time statewide winner Mike Cox, and the businessman, my personal endorsement, Perry Johnson. So we'll see where this comes down to. And got a very simple question for you guys. Does Donald Trump's endorsement of John James sway you, convince you to vote for him on August 4th in the primary? If it does, text me a Y. If it doesn't, text me an N. Yes, the endorsement of John James by President Trump is going to sway me, or no, and it's not. Stacy from Dr. Gary Willey's office. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of our number one here on this terrific Tuesday. Joining us on the line right now is Miss Stacy. She is over at Northern Michigan, Sheboygan, Michigan, downtown Sheboygan. Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office, 323 North Main Street. right across from PNC Bank. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Randy.
Hey, I got a question for you right out of the gate. Text message wanted to verify the days you guys are there. The office is open and Carlene is able to return phone calls if people leave messages. When is the business actually open and when can people expect a phone call back?
Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays only, unfortunately. And if I am seeing someone who is, you know, in a lot of pain, I will make a special time to go in on a Thursday, a Friday, or a Saturday to just meet them real quick, do the treatment, and leave.
And leave. Got it. So this is by appointment only?
So that is on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday would be by appointment and availability. Yes, definitely.
Okay, very good. Excellent.
Yes.
Because one thing that I know a lot of people, you know, traditional businesses open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's the 40-hour work week, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's like, well, you guys have other obligations. And also, Dr. Gary travels every day to Onaway to take care of the folks over there at the other office. Now, just to be clear, this investment, this robotic stand laser light treatment system that he's invested in, that's not portable and that's only available at the Sheboygan office only, correct?
Correct. Correct. And he travels between Sheboygan and Onaway, correct? Yes.
Okay. He does for chiropractic adjustments, but the laser treatment is at Sheboygan only.
Right. And I stay in Sheboygan with the MLS deep tissue laser to perform very wonderful things like the first one would be it treats reabsorption of the inflammation. So it pushes and helps the inflammation reabsorb into the surrounding tissues. And then the second thing it does is it disrupts the sensation of pain to the brain. Great side effect. And then it creates ATP. And an analogy, which is adenosine triphosphate, would be it's like a rechargeable battery. So ATP is not energy itself, but rather the carrier that delivers energy from sources like food to specific locations where it's required. So it's storing and transferring. It itself is not energy. So
now on that point, I want to make sure people understand, and this, when you say tissue, this applies to basically every joint on the body, any muscles that are on the body, because the cells themselves are the ones that are being impacted in the surrounding joints or muscle, you know, where they connect. This is something that applies to basically whether it's your neck, your shoulder, your elbows, your hands, your fingers, your hips, your lower back, shoulder, your knees, feet. I mean, you can apply this technology, Stacey, to basically every part of the body.
There are two exceptions. So
okay,
it's basically say it treats the entire body except the thyroid, which is the front of your neck, at the base of your neck, and your brain, so your head. That's it. Treat
so if somebody says I got a brain fog and I can't remember things, you know, and I walk into a room and I go, okay, why did I come in here? You can't treat that with the brain.
We might have other suggestions though.
right. Man, the other day I was so funny. I had a phone call going in one hand. I was on the computer. I was typing an email. And a thought came into my head that I had to go into the studio and I had to do something. So I finished the phone call. I sent the email. I got up. I remembered to walk into the studio. And I stood there and I went, okay, what am I supposed to do? So your treatments can't take care of that. Okay,
that's very common, yes.
Yeah. Came back out. Started working and went, oh, yeah, now I remember. And I had to go back and change the program. Hey, one thing that is very interesting about this technology is it's been around a long time. I know the company that makes it, they had been involved in veterinarian laser light treatments for years, even surgeries and things like that. But this technology, somewhat more relatively new. Even though it's been used for a while, a lot of people have been using it, Stacey. pretty much still new technology when it comes to the stupid insurance companies.
Right, right. Well, the one that's more commonly known is a class 3 laser, and this is a class 4. And so there's the low-level light therapy, which also does work. And I've seen studies on those in particular. And so that one was completely, you know, covered. And but this is FDA-cleared technology also now. It's just a matter of getting the insurance to pay for it. That would be another step for sure.
Got it. So right now it is a cash basis. However, you do accept people's health savings accounts. If they're a business owner, they might have put some money aside in a health savings account. They can withdraw money from that in order to pay for the treatments, correct?
That would probably be, they would probably need to look at their setup, because there's usually a list with their bank, or I am not sure exactly what the insurance that goes along with it that gives a criteria. And every one of them are different.
Yes, so, they are. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, the health savings account that we have is privately funded through this organization we had through the Michigan Broadcasters Association.
Right.
And they have a very liberal policy. Basically, if it's anything that's not covered by insurance, however, your primary care physician signs off on it, then you can withdraw money and use it. And that's what I've been using for ours. So
there you go.
Yeah. And when I talk to my primary care physician, I explained the technology. I even showed her a picture. You had done that video of me when you were doing my shoulder.
Right.
And I showed it to her. And she's like, oh, yes, absolutely. I'm familiar with those. Absolutely. You can. So she gave me a note. We put it in the health savings account. The account didn't have a problem with it.
Well, there are a number of doctors who have told their patients, including mine, who have said, yeah, please keep going with what you're doing. It seems to be working. Please keep going.
Well, now, one of those situations, I know we've had one of our listeners, I forget who it was, don't want to mention their names for HIPAA violations anyway, but they were to the point where they were told that they had to have a knee replacement. And I know they came in and saw you, had a couple of treatments on the knee, things started to get better. They went back to their physician and they said, you know what? Your range of motion is good. They kind of tugged on the knee and had them do some squats, you know, go down and see if you can, you know, get your butt to hit the ground almost. And they stood up and they're like, how do you feel? And he's fine. So like, okay, do me a favor, you know, walk down the hallway and turn around and come back. Let me watch, you know, both forward and backwards, your knee operation, your knee function, and said, we're going to cancel your knee surgery. They didn't have to have a knee replacement.
Wow. There you go.
So,
and that is right now, we've had so many people delay it, at least delay it.
Sure.
Just because it is, and especially if you're younger. So it can't change the mechanical problems that you have, but it can change all of the tissues around it or help your body change itself and heal itself.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that my surgeon, when we did the hip and the shoulder, because I had truck driver syndrome, he said was the longer you can wait, especially if you get to turn 65 and go on Medicare, number one, they cover the entire cost. But number two, those replacement joints, Stacy, are basically only good for so long. Potentially, you know, 10, 15 years, whatever it is now, with the new technology, the titanium and joints and all that. But they said, if you're in the 50s or even late 40s, try to delay it as long as you can, because, you know, you want, number one, Medicare to cover the cost of it. But number two, you know, that way you're good until you're 75, 80 years old and don't ever have to worry about it again.
That's right. There you go.
Yeah. So definitely.
And we have a lot of people doing it.
How many people have done the replacement joints and then have scheduled an appointment to come see you?
Well, a few people definitely have. And I think I spoke about it one or two weeks ago. The last one that came in right after surgery, you know, put her heel up 6 inches on the wall. And then after the treatment, 10 minutes later, could put it up 15 inches on the wall.
Right.
Yeah. you know, with your back against the wall, just
bending. Sure, your back against the wall, and you're just trying to bring it up, your knee up as far up as you can on the wall itself.
Yep, yeah. And that was after 2 weeks, so she hadn't had too much PT yet, but, you know, usually it's a strength issue. You know, once you have the surgery, you need to, you know,
Work on your muscles. Because of that flexibility after the very first treatment, probably because of the inflammation from the surgery, and maybe it caused the inflammation to go down, which gave her greater range of motion.
That's right. It just helped reabsorb into the surrounding tissues. Yep, exactly. And any tenderness that she might have had.
I'm going to give out the phone number. I apologize. 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Again, they're open Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays. And they're located at 323 North Main Street, downtown Sheboygan, right across the street from PNC Bank. They're on the west side of the road. And Stacy, like with me and others, lower back issues. Let's talk about the back, because I know you see a lot of people. What is the most common back pain that you've seen so far as results being very positive after the laser light treatments?
I would say the most common is the lumbar and lumbar.
Where is that?
It's the lower part of your back, so where the curve is. So when you sit against a chair, you put your hand back behind your back, and that's where your hand would land. And that area is probably the most common place injury that we see, injury or pain.
Now, lumbar, that has a lot to do, being that those are the longest vertebrae, the L1 through the L3-4 area. That's actually the region that helps you stand straight up and absolutely helps you walk.
Well, you're using it for everything. It's at your almost at the hinge of your body, which be your hips. So it's part of your core. So you're using it for absolutely everything.
Sure.
Whether it's laying down or standing up or walking or anything. But the most common would be somebody coming in with maybe on a pain scale of 1 to 10, coming in as an 8 and leaving as a 4. That would be like a first treatment. And they might come back in at a 5, you know, a day or two later. And then they leave again at maybe a 2 or 3. So that would be the most common. And then they do it the next week and maybe they are pain-free. So it just depends. We just had somebody this last week. They came in at a 6 and left at a 3-4. And we had another appointment scheduled and they canceled it. They said it's gone. So it took a day for them to really feel it.
Sure. Finally kick in. And then they called up and said, hey, let's hold off. I can hold that second treatment for maybe the next month or two when it starts coming back. If it does.
And that's what, and I mean, you had a group of people, family of 3, and one only needed one. The next one waited the next day and then they only needed one. And we'll see what the other sibling decides. Yeah. It was just quite a, you know, all of them needed it in different areas. So, but
you know,
yeah. And I just said, you know, the best case scenario is to be like Randy and have a one and done, which is not that common. You know, you have a, you know, out of 50 people, you might have 2 people that have that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's a combination of drinking the water and Missy dealing with my cells regarding weight loss, fat burning, and you guys just tie right into it. I want to give out the phone number again real quick. 231-627-4300 or text my cell phone, Laser, LASER, and I'll send you the information for you, and you can absolutely be part of it. Thank you so much, Stacy. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Randy. Bye.
This is